mit DJ Scarlett. Auf Radio Lora, 97,5
MHz. Check it out. And I would like to play a little tune I just composed not so long ago.
Miss Billie Holiday.
The music called jazz.
Stop.
Give me a beat.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce.
DJ.
Baby Monster.
Scratching and give me a beat.
Every third Monday of the month on Radio Lora.
Good evening, Zurich. DJ Baby Monster here, and like every third Monday of the month, I am bringing you the music of my choice. It's Give Me a Beat, Radio Lora, of course, 97.5 megahertz, or you can listen to us via web, www.lora.ch, and then there is a little web radio in upper left corner that you can just click on and listen to us or me right now. In tonight's show, I am going to already open in some way a festival season. So one would think that the festival season is something to do with summer, and in most cases it is, or for most people it is. However, in my world, my festival season starts usually in March, because there is a very cool local festival here in Zurich that I review almost every year. I think I missed it maybe 1 or 2 years because there was an overlap with another festival, with Coachella at that time. But usually, whenever this festival is happening, I'm here. The festival exists since 1998, and I've been for many years just a visitor before I actually realized that it doesn't really make sense for me to be a visitor and just watch the artists that are playing there. I should actually be more active and start reviewing it. And that's how it started. And now, traditionally, I'm there almost every year. So what is Enfo Music Festival? What I really actually like about this festival is that it's slightly different than other festivals, especially the summer festivals that are outdoor and have a little bit of a different vibe. But my attraction to this festival, next to the, of course, a great lineup and balance between the female and male acts, is that this festival is more of a culture platform. It is actually the place where the artists and industry experts meet and exchange ideas, experiences, and even some kind of a music vision for a future. Every year there were some panel sessions where many important subjects are, or current and important subjects are discussed, from the influence of technology, streaming, and even the current situation, or let's say Me Too inspired movement and situation regarding the female presence at the, not just the music scene, but also on the award ceremonies, and just an overall acknowledgement of the female quality and influence in the music. In general, the subject that they're discussed on this festival are always current. This year we had this specific subject that the festival was also focused on, but this is just one of many. There is everything for everybody in a sense of finding the subject that actually is important to you. But In addition, there is also a focus on a next generation of musicians, and there is something called Demotape Clinics, where there is a chance for young artists to actually get the visibility, win the award. And usually what happens with these young artists with getting the visibility from the M4 Music Festival until the next year, they usually start appearing in the radio, different festivals, and then they return to the festival in a sense of giving the concert or being part of the program and actually performing their music. You know, it's almost like returning back and giving back to the festival what the festival gave them to start with. And what is beautiful is actually to see the festival following them in their development. And of course, as is usual for me on the music festivals, what I usually do, I explore the female factor of the festival. And now, as I mentioned, this is a festival with, let's say, really balanced number of female and male acts, which makes, of course, my job easier. But it's also because the program responsible for the festivals are very conscious that this is important and are very keen to actually build the program, not just with female and male artists, but also with young, unknown and known and more mainstream artists. So in the sense, there is everything for everyone, different tastes and different type of audience. What I find also great is that there are many free stuff happening. So outside of the festival, and festivals is happening one of the most beautiful location in the town, Shifba, a very nice traditional looking place with lots of different places where the concerts are possible, either more in a sense of the bigger stages or more intimate way. And few of them are my favorite. Of course, I prefer more an intimate type of stages. So my favorites are the stage in the Moons and the one in Exil. But that being said, I've seen good concerts on all the stages, so that actually doesn't matter. One stage that I think it's important for cultural influence in the city of Zurich is the outside stage. As I mentioned, in front of the venue, in front of this beautiful venue, there is lots of things happening that are for free. And if we are blessed with a good weather, like we were this year, there are many people outside having a drink, chatting with their friends, just coming by to see what's going on. And that's where the outside stage presence is very important. This is usually a stage where many young artists are presented. As I mentioned, sometimes those that won a Demotape Clinic or gained visibility through Demotape Clinic. But it's also, let's just say, well-chosen artists to present their music and get attention from the audience that usually is very open to hear new stuff. As they're comfortable standing around with their friends, and if they hear good music, they will pay attention. So this year, I managed to interview several different artists, and since I have only a two-hour show, the show is not going to be enough to cover all of them. However, that's the reason why I actually am going for two editions, meaning in the first part of the Give Me a Beat, I'm going to focus on several artists, and then next month, in a second round, I will focus on a few more and finalize the review. So because there is not so much time and I want to play lots of music to you, I'm going to actually already start with the first artist. In tonight's show, I'm going to focus on actually three artists, Katie Gorick, Veronica Fusaro, and Toshan. So I'm going to focus first on Katie Gorick. I was actually really impressed with her gig. Basically, I have to say, some of the artists I discover during the festival. I mean, I don't follow the Swiss scene that much because the mainstream and popular stuff are just not my taste. And actually, that's also one of the reasons why I like this festival, because it gives me an opportunity to explore something that I usually don't follow. And every year I'm amazed with the great artists that I discover through the festival. So one of these artists is actually Katie Couric. I was looking through the program, and hip-hop always being very close to my heart. When I saw, I just read what type of music she makes. Actually, wanted to hear a bit more. After first few tones of the first song that I clicked on to listen, I was sure that this is something that I like. Let's say I immediately became a fan, and I wanted to interview her. Now, this was a little bit difficult because even though originally I got an interview, later on all the interviews were cancelled. And actually, I thought that I will not be able, but thanks to the very kind M4 Music Festival and Rona, media responsible, and really somebody who is, I would say, Wonder Woman of the festival, I actually managed to get 15 minutes with Katie Couric. That was actually my last interview of the festival. It was very late. We were both a bit sleepy. It happened after the gig. And I think you can hear actually in an interview that there is a bit of a chillness and relaxedness, but it could be that actually that tiredness gave even an extra smoothness of an interview. So before I actually sat down to interview her, I saw her live. And I can say this was really the highlight of the festival. She was just such a charismatic, this ball of energy and just like a power that you expect from somebody that is rapping and you know, that is actually in a hip hop music. It's really something that I personally expect when I go to the hip hop gig. The gig happened in Moods, really one of my favorite venues, with the stage being very close to the audience. So we were basically standing in front of the stage and Katie Couric and her team. And, you know, there was this amazing exchange of energy and good vibes, and people were just dancing. I mean, it was really amazing. It was, as I said, the highlight for me of the festival. So what I'm going to do for you tonight, as usual, I'm going to play a bit of the interview and bit of the music. And as I said, we were both slightly sleepy when we did an interview, but the beautiful thing about the artists like this is that on one side you see their positivity and power and really this amazing energy. But then when I sat down with Katie Couric, she was chilled and easygoing and very genuine and kind of such a sweet person, which made it even cooler and better for me and made me even appreciate and like her even a little bit more than just when I saw her or heard her music and saw her at the gig. So I'm going to start with a bit of an interview, then a little bit of a music. Most of the songs are going to be from her last mixtape, Aura, but there will be a few other chosen one if the time allows, of course.
What's up, c'est Catégorique, et là t'es en train d'écouter Give Me Your Beat.
Bonjour mon enfant, quel merveilleux sourire. Oui, c'est bien toi, je ne me suis pas trompée. Mon nom est Rafiké. Cela fait plus de 10 soleils que j'attends ce moment. J'ai fait très long voyage pour venir te rencontrer. Il y a très longtemps, dans des temps anciens, des sages m'ont transmis un message pour toi. Viens, accompagne la vieille dame que je suis pour cette promenade.
Du baptême, pas terme, potion magique dans le bain du baptême, amène les pauvres. richesse. Chaque fois que je pose, je crache de l'or en finesse. Où sont mes go? Oui, là, je ne croise que des hyènes animées. Et ces gros zignards rêvent certainement de m'allumer. Par palier, je vais pallier à ce délire. C'est parier, je vais éclater cette bête de prod avec mon langage familier. Catelka, c'est catégorique, mon allégorie est grave, impolie. D'essayer de caler le clap, sacré prodige quand je le slap. Pas de collier pour ce genre de bestiole, mais j'ai les mains liées. Sacré vénard, si de toi je me suis pas méfié. Les potes sont les premiers qui te plantent, c'est des faits liés. Supporte pas si tout ce que tu fais c'est fatigué, c'est funny. Quand face au fait, on s'enfuit, les connes nous poursuivent. Fatalité, comme un hamster dans sa cage, ou dame, mais sans le H. Je suis lancé, je relâche les otages, émotionnel et rage. Comme t'as pas idée, le taf est pur comme un nouveau-né. Ils ont peur de la liberté, des vraies femmes libérées, c'était pas une vie à charrea. Je rappe pour de vrai, sauvagerie technique, je suis la funk arithmétique. Trois fonds, ça casse les couilles à beaucoup de gens. Faut que, ils se croquent que, ils font que suffoquer quand je pousse le chant. Yo, 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 yo. Let's go back to the real shit. I go by the name of Catégorique. Couteau suisse. En direct du M16 studio. Check ce style. C'est du boom black, ça fait bouger ton bombastique. Check ton pom 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 à l'africaine quand je tire. Pom 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 pom. Et voile malléable à ma guise étrange. La vitesse de remplissage d'une feuille blanche. Vas-y, je place à Salout, à Méga de Montréal. À Dice là-bas au Cap. Ina au Sénégal. Qui dit qu'à part ça, à part ça, y'a aussi Saint-Denis. Où Rafale et deux spies. Brooklyn est dans le discours. Saint-Etienne, Cannes, planète Mars, Fana à Toulouse. La vie était douce à Babi avant la course. Collège 7 nains, si tu reconnais, on se connecte. Boaké, Côte d'Ivoire, tu ne cesseras pas de manquer. Et puis les EO Dub Brothers à New York City. Obligé de mentionner les Français, reste étendu. Worldwide Connect, Hip Hop Magic. Évidemment que je flingue la prod juste en citant mes teams. M'éloigner ou proche, si y'a la vague, je croche. Yo, t'approche pas trop, j'envoie des crochets, fais en torche. Je pète le feu, ne laisse personne de glace. M, si faut qu'on comme rat, le soleil suit ma trace. Fucking contrefaçon, fatigué de leur mestrasse. Couronne qu'à le son que je porte et je reste classe. Dico ancestral, apprécie le spectacle. Je pose des incantations, panique et tes punchlines. Et la petite fille elle va mal. Eh, y'a quoi? Non. Je pose des incantations, panique et tes punchlines. Line.
I saw you earlier. It was amazing. It was really awesome. I actually don't speak French and I don't even understand French, but it didn't really matter. I was listening to your music and I already thought it's super powerful. I need to interview this lady. And then additionally, when I saw you, I was like, this is it. Because when you see somebody live, this is where you get the true energy.
This is where everything happens.
Yeah, exactly. And because sometimes in the studio, people can pack it nicely. Yeah, and then on the stage, it's not the same.
Yeah, sure. But I mean, it's when you are going to the studio, you are trying to create a universe. Like the way you want everything sounds is like a way to take people somewhere. So it's nice to have some tools to do it.
Yeah.
When you are in live, it's something different. Because even if you sing the same song every time, it's always different. Because the moment is different, the way you feel is different, the way the crowd react is different. So the emotion is always like unique. So that's why it's very important to go to see somewhere in life, because the thing, the universe you can go through when you listen to the music, it's like when you go to see the person, the artist on live, you go in this universe, you know?
Yes.
That's why it's different, and it's important to be different.
Yeah, I agree. So how was it for you? Because from my side, it was phenomenal,
me
right?
Me too. It was amazing. I'm so happy. Every time I play in Zurich, it's like, wow. It's amazing because the people are so hip-hop, the crowd is so respectful, so, you know, people are so positive, and, you know, my music is about giving positivity and, I don't know, love, and sharing my love for music to the people. So when they are so focused on the show and they react with us, even if they don't understand, for me it's like a blessing, because I can live and see with my eyes that hip-hop and music is a language. So you can share something to people that don't understand your language and they understand it.
Yes.
In a different way.
I agree with you, because I was standing just in front of the stage, so I could see the people when I turned, but I could also see you and okay. your reaction from the people. So it was really yeah. beautiful.
I really had a great time, and my friends too.
Yeah, and you have a very good team.
Thank you.
And it really worked well.
Thank you.
La fiquée sourit. Regarde, petite, c'est mon vélo. Il s'appelle Aura, comme ce grand voile invisible qui entoure ton corps. J'aide de nombreux enfants comme toi à en prendre soin. Tu commences à prendre conscience que tu as en toi un trésor d'une valeur inestimable, un grand pouvoir. Allez, monte devant moi, prends les commandes, suis ton instinct. Vas-y.
Listen up. how true hip hop should be.
A bit about your album. So you released it last year.
Yeah, so it's a mixtape, Aura.
Mixtape, exactly. So tell me a bit more about it, especially because my radio show is in English.
All right.
So for people to understand the songs, even though they don't understand them, if you know what I mean,
sure.
If you can tell me more.
It's like a travel. It's like a journey inside the way I grew up as a. The way I change, like, to I think there is sometimes in the life you arrive somewhere in your life and you can feel inside you that now you are an adult, you are a big person, you know, and it's this way to grow up with all the thing I understand about the life that I share in this mixtape. Between all the songs, you have a voice that explains some stuff.
Yes,
and it's like. A story that's put a link between all the song, and it's all about the way I felt inside and the way I understood like life and how it helps me to grow up. But it's all like inside a story. It's a metaphor.
Culpabilité, différence, dualité, raison, ego. Tout ça te sépare, te déchire. La vieille dame prend tendrement la main de l'enfant et reprend d'une voix paisible. Chaque graine est unique, avec son propre potentiel. Le secret se trouve dans l'acceptation. Le message dit que tout ce qui t'arrive sur Terre est parfait. Chaque expérience, bonne ou mauvaise, est faite pour apprendre. Tu ne pourras exploiter ton pouvoir tant que tu ne le feras pas pour ton bien, ni le bien de tous. C'est la vie. Fais-lui confiance.
Avant que ça vire au drame, le magma de Jean Maga. Si une au fond de ma cage thoracique va faire son apparition. Appelle-moi volcan en éruption, inévitable destruction, considérable réduction, révision des illusions, les éléments, les étalements, le zèle des hommes est immense. C'est là que l'inertie entre en silence. Plante sa semence, fait son nid dans nos cœurs arides. La souffrance pousse bien plus vite que le soleil n'arrive. Troisième œil derrière la nuque, vision nocturne, élimine ses déchets. Ce n'est pas péché de vouloir d'une vie sans ordure. Le ciel a blessé, ma niggas wagon. Swing est la source, la médecine à la douce. Baisse l'auriculaire, l'annulaire et le pouce. Souviens-toi de ton background, à chaque attaque tu repousses. Guerrière chaka, rap zoulou, ce flow en saccage. Saccage le corps des envahisseurs, de chaque phrase s'échappe. Une flèche au poison mortel qui s'attaque au bord de leur peau, détruit leurs organes en cache face et la cas. Tes gorilles couteaux suisses, motherfucker, exorciste, motherfucker. Le rêve d'Icar, je représente. Je te fais fly sans aile, gaffe la descente. Poursuivre votre endurance à vos marques. Bang, motherfucker. Dans le pactage de la cigogne, on sert de relais entre l'univers et Babylone. Souvent des péripéties, beaucoup est la cigogne. Et à peine née, nos cœurs doivent supporter la syncope. Appelle-moi peloton d'exécution, car perdu son écusson. Après un signe de rébellion, résistance aux solutions. Sous scellés sont les clés, seulement le ciel peut rompre la sentence. Le bourreau me ressemble et j'en tremble peu. Seul ça ressemble, je vois les signes de la maladie. Soigner le mal par le mal, ça le maladie. Troisième œil derrière la nuque, vision nocturne. Et limite ses déchets, ce n'est pas péché de vouloir d'une vie sans ordure. Le ciel a blessé, ma niggas walk on. Indigo comme la couleur, aucune teinte ne te convient. One love, où qu'on aille, où qu'on vienne. La prophétie reste comme telle, fidèle comme si j'avais dit Wallahi. Expérimente la solitude jusqu'à te voir détacher des casquettes, étiquettes où tu devrais coller. Sans adhérence de ton côté, autant essayer de décoder les failles de l'homme pour déconner. Pour ma part, je reconnais avoir perdu du temps à force de cogner. Les murs que j'entendais grogner, y'a pas d'oreille, son bouche, la leur, elle commet. L'irréparable, gâté est une genre de comète. Et comme c'est à elle escalade, cherche toujours une escapade pour s'évader. Boombox et le beat effacé, les traces de lutte profonde. les jambes, puis ton échelle, il faut que tu t'accroches bien.